Brian Weir turns trees into bowls. But if it wasn't for his wife, Lynn, he might not be working with wood at all.
She was like, do it. Just go do it.
Well, he's always concerned about the cost of things, and I'm not.
That's always been her attitude with me. She's just like, go and try it. If I was alone, I don't think I ever would have done it.
You see, Brian is 43, and in the 90s, he was working at a job that he hated.
Working for Johnson & Johnson up in Taunton.
Brian says it was the kind of job where you were set, one you retire with. But there was a problem.
That was kind of a miserable job.
I was just miserable.
He was making artificial hips and knees.
Pays well, but it was just very, very unfulfilling. I was indoors all day long.
So I just said, if you hate it, stop doing it.
So he did. And his wife pointed him back to his passion.
You know, my wife said, you know, you love carpentry. Why don't you try getting back into that? It's like, all right, I can get some books from the library and the bookstore and learn how to do boat carpentry and just try to fool around it. And, so I did that.
Brian began working in a boatyard building his skills. After several years, he applied to a woodworking school in Maine. It was Lynn who got the paperwork for the school, and it was Lynn who encouraged him to fill it out.
You know, she's the catalyst behind the whole, woodworking thing that I've done.
First, Brian learned the ins and outs of making furniture. Then after he finished school, he opened up shop in his own backyard. His passion now? Bowls.
I mean, for some of this, the more intricate work, you know, the Beethoven comes on.
Brian is standing in front of a giant cast iron lathe. It has a motor that turns a piece of wood.
It's kind of like a pottery on its side. This is the fun part, you know? I mean, this is where you just, there's pieces of wood that are just flying around and, and get to see some shavings.
Brian works with green wood, wood that still has a lot of moisture inside, like a freshly cut log. He uses sharp chisels to cut the wood as it spins. It's a delicate process. One bad cut and a chisel could go through the sides or bottom. But when the bowl comes off the lathe,
You lose control of the process.
When Brian's done on the lathe, the bowl is perfectly round. Then he puts the bowl into a low-temperature kiln. As it dries, it warps. Almost like it grew that way.
People look at it and they're like, wow, you know, I mean, how does that happen? But it's all in the tree. That's got nothing to do with me. I'm making some of the choices on how to use the tree, but the colors, they're all there.
And Brian knows his skills were there all along, too.
It takes months to, sometimes like years of me thinking about things before I actually do it.
He just needed an extra push, and he knows it.
Maybe like every good artist out there has got someone behind them, you know, just backing them up and pushing them forward.
I do like art, too. I like to collect stuff. I got that at a yard sale.
Oh, nice.
I asked Lynn to show me her favorite piece of Brian's work. She pulls out a chair, turns it over, and reads the inscription on the bottom.
It says, Number 1, Brian Weir, 41302, for Lynn, my love.
There we go. There's the bottom of the bowl. It's got my name in it and the wood type, which is cherry. And that's a little oiling, and it's ready to go to someone's house.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Jacob Lewis.